This is Mindful Medicine with Dr. Holly Lucille on Radio MD. Here's Melanie Cole.
The American Association of Naturopathic Physicians released a following statement regarding a February arrest of an 18-year-old teen in Florida accused of posing as a naturopathic physician, and they are advocating for greater patient access to licensed NDs in all 50 states and territories. My guest, of course, every Tuesday, Dr. Holly Lucille. So, Doc Holly, you are a licensed naturopathic doctor. First, just start by telling people what that is. They hear the word osteopath. They think naturopath. They cross over a lot. What is a naturopath?
Yeah, so it's a great question, and I'm going to try to answer it succinctly. So first of all, I'm going to correct you and say I'm not a naturopath. I'm a naturopathic doctor because of the licensure that we continue to work on, and the reason that we are one of the reasons why this 18-year-old in Florida was able to pose and say he was a naturopathic doctor is because there isn't licensing in all of the 50 states. Alaska, yes, Arizona, California, Colorado, Connecticut, District of Columbia, Hawaii, Kansas, Maine, Maryland, Minnesota, Montana, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Oregon, Utah, Vermont, Washington, and U.S. territories in Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Yes, you can have access to licensed naturopathic doctors, four-year, full-year round, deepening your education in the biomedical sciences, yes, then going into the clinical sciences such as physical diagnosis, laboratory diagnosis, clinical diagnosis, understanding medicine, how to diagnose and treat. Here's the difference. We look at people and understand that the body has an innate ability to heal itself, so we throw in these principles. Okay, well then, hey, if something's going on, what are obstacles to cure? Let's first do no harm to figure that out. Let's ask good questions. Identify and treat the cause. Treat the whole person. Docere, doctor in Latin, means to teach. And so instead of here, take this, let's talk about dietary implications, lifestyle modifications, et cetera. So in my opinion, it's common sense comprehensive medicine that takes in our modern day multiple influences and allows multiple little angles to get people closer to their healthcare goals and desires and for people really being well. But the problem is we still are fighting.
Wait, stop. I want to clap.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Because I needed to clap. Now you can go on because that was awesome.
Thank you. But the problem is, unlike conventional Western reductionistic medicine, I love it. And, you know, as you and I have talked about, just watch the Discovery Health Channel. It is crazy town how fascinating medical advances in reductionistic Western medicine is. And there is a place for it for sure. Blew out my shoulder. Very happy for it. But, you know, by and large, hormonal imbalances, fatigue, insomnia, overweight, you've got to look at all the different causes. And it's not just a here, take this fix. It's not, because we're proving it's wrong. And so, unlike conventional Western reductionist medicine, there's license all over the place. You go to school, you get your residency, and you go on. We are fighting for ND licensure across every single state so people can be protected. It's really about the people providing access to folks that they know are not posers like this gentleman who is 18 years old in Florida who could just call him a naturopathic doctor because why? There are no laws that were regulating him not being able to do that. And so that's what's really important. And if you want to learn more, you can go to the AANMC.org. That's the American Accredited Colleges of Naturopathic Medicine. And you can really find out how you can, in your state, support ND licensure.
Wow, that is so important. You know, and as a trainer, we've always said the same thing, but ours is a little different because, I mean, you can just take a class, you know, online or go to your local, health club and you're come out as a certified personal trainer. And there's no any kind of regulation or licensure. Now, I know they're different because you are a doctor and people call you Dr. Holly Lucille and you had to go in the jungles. And while I would love to go into naturopathic medicine, I know that I don't have that kind of motivation and time. You've done all of this research.
You know,
so,
it's true. Yeah. Here when we passed Senate Bill 907 in California, we had to leave the word naturopath or naturopath, it's tomato, tomato, to the public domain because there are diploma mills, or excuse me, there's places online where you can get a diploma that, and you can say, oh, I'm an ND, right? I'm a naturopathic doctor. So people can call themselves who go to that training much less extensive, certainly, than I have been trained, And just the philosophy of, hey, good air, good water, good detoxification, good food, those things are really important. They are allowed to call themselves traditional naturopaths, okay? So that is this distinguishment, though, between an NMD, which is a naturopathic medical doctor, or a naturopathic doctor, an ND. And so really important, and like, once again, I could care less about the turf war. It's about protecting the public. It's about protecting people and then also granting access and allowing them to know, hey, who's legit and who is not.
That's right. Now, so how do you want people to know who's legit and who's not? And you go into an MD's office, they've got their certifications and their credentials and their things right up on the wall in a little framed thing. I even have my master's degree in back of my desk. How do you want people to know?
You know, I think it's really important to do your homework, and you want to ask, you know, where did you go to school? Do you have a license? What's your license number? There's also, we've talked about this before, an NPI, and I think that NPI number is a nationwide provider index. So you are understood that you are a healthcare provider somewhere in the United States. So I have an NPI. I have a DEA. That's your drug enforcement number. I have a license. My license number is ND70 here in California, CAND70. So those things you can ask about. Ask where they went to school. When did they graduate? Get as much information as possible, and not to tear anybody down, but so you can be empowered to make the right choices when it comes to who you feel like you want to partner with in your health.
Really, it's so important. I mean, we still have some time. So when we're talking about finding doctors to do stuff, tell us, can a naturopathic doctor help us with medications? Not necessarily look to you to prescribe me a blood pressure medication, but can you help me manage my medications?
Sure. What's really important to understand, I mean, you know, a lot of times in my practice here in California, what I end up doing is playing quarterback. They've got, you know, I really respect everybody else that this person has been working with. And sometimes with complicated cases, there's a surgeon involved. There's an internist who's an MD that's involved. There are prescriptions that are out of my scope that are involved. You know, it's my job. I had to take pharmacology and 3 years of pharmacology and had to pass pharmacology boards in order to have my license here. So I understand drug-herb interactions. I understand drugs and their mechanism of action. And so certainly. Now, what's also important to understand is, though, I can't take somebody off a medication that I don't have the ability to prescribe. And so that's where the team approach of a whole system of medicine, working with keeping the person in mind, it's patient-centered. I work distinctively with other people's practitioners as part of the team.
And that's how it should be.
Yeah, I do it on behalf of my patient.
And that's how it absolutely should be. And as I said, you can help people figure out because you do understand what these medications do. And for the most part, I do too. And people ask me, and of course, I don't have the ability to say, go off that medication or go on this one. But I can say, okay, well, maybe you want to ask your doctor about, is there an interaction with these? Or why don't we call the pharmacist? I mean, there's a way to make it all work together, right?
That's absolutely. 100%.
I think that's what it's about, right?
That's what it's about. It's about power to the people. It is personalized medicine that focuses on the individual. It takes the turf war out. Listen, everybody has the right to make a living and to make money. But the way that this healthcare system is driven for profit, so it's got to be people over profit. We need to start doing that. And believe, there's enough out there for everybody. We have to remember that. We have to believe that. And we have to start getting people at the top to just calm down with their greed and really start sprinkling the care everywhere.
And we are all in this together, so we're our own best health advocates. We look to people like Dr. Holly to help us sort out some of these things. She's on with us every Tuesday at 11:30 Central, 12:30 Eastern Time. So be sure and tune in to Mindful Medicine for now with Dr. Holly. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. Holly. Stay well.